Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. There's a lot of debate around how we can best help people who are facing homelessness. It's a challenge on many levels that hits particularly hard now as the winter months approach and bring dangerous cold to the streets. Now, when it comes to schools and homeless students, the system is supposed to be straightforward. Under federal law, schools are obligated to provide an education to all students in their district, including ones who don't have stable housing. But identifying such students is where things appear to break down. And we're seeing that in the recent news that four Midwest states, including Missouri, failed to spend millions of dollars set aside for homeless students. Here to talk about that news and what it says about how our state is meeting the challenge of helping students who lack fixed, reliable housing, I'm joined by Midwest Newsroom investigative reporter Kayvon Mansouri. Kayvon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
So, Kayvon, you published a new story today, and it looked at the American Rescue Plan, which included about $800 million specifically meant to help homeless students in four states. That's Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And you found that about 40% of that money remains unclaimed. So, Kayvon, what is the money supposed to do?
Right. So it's part of the American Rescue Plan Act. And in 2021, basically this $800 million budget of money was approved to be spent throughout the country. And in our four states, there were millions sort of passed out. But in the first few years of this, there was not a lot of guidelines or guidance from the U.S. Department of Education. And there's a lot of confusion about how to spend it down. But basically what it does is it's very flexible funding that can be spent basically by school districts to provide supplies, clothing, food for homeless students, but also vouchers for housing, sometimes car repairs, very flexible things to try to help kids get to school. Mm-hmm. And I'll just add the caveat that there is still some time, and I'm sure we'll get to that, to spend some of this money with extensions and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that money will hopefully continue to get spent over time.
Right. The deadline, though, just to use this mm-hmm. money was September 30th. Mm-hmm. And there's more than $280 million left unspent. Why is it that school districts miss the deadline?
Yeah, and that's the nationwide amount that we have from the U.S. Department of Education. But basically, there's a real struggle to a lot of these school districts that are getting money, as we've discussed before in this program, have never received any sort of money for their homeless students before, or sometimes don't even know they have homeless students. So the state departments basically say, hey, we have this federal money. We're going to allocate this amount of money towards you through different formulas. There's two separate formulas. And basically those school districts then, it is up to them to come and get that money and then spend it. But as I've mentioned before, they don't exactly know how to spend it, who to spend it on, what to spend it, what ways they could spend it. Mm-hmm. And it's been a struggle nationwide, noted by U.S. senators down to many advocates, that it has been very difficult to spend this money.
Mm-hmm. And why is it again that our state, Missouri, is struggling to use the money that is supposed to be helping them?
Yeah, we did a story in July about, heading up to the deadline, that there was still millions to be spent according to the state and federal data. And basically what we heard from the state of Missouri is that it's a mixed bag. There was a lot of schools didn't know that this funding even existed. There were some House of Representative interns, Missouri House of Representative, who spent a summer calling school districts to try to connect them with their funds. Mm-hmm. Some of them they called didn't even know about it. And then there's been a lot of turnover at Missouri's Department of Education in the position that usually sees this role. And there's really only a few people there who would be working on this sort of work. So think about the hundreds of school districts in Missouri, and then think about the time it takes to get each of them to, apply for certain funds that they are eligible for but don't even know exist, mm-hmm. For a population they're not, maybe don't even know
right.
They have.
Now, The previous reporting that you mentioned, you started reporting in July, and at that time you spoke with Barbara Duffield, who's executive director of the education nonprofit Schoolhouse Connection, and she told you that school is the best shot for helping these students to escape homelessness, and she called the failure of school districts to use this money, quote, an incredible loss for families and for youth. I mean, what exactly is being lost?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the base is the very identification of students. A lot of school districts that have used these funds, and a lot of school districts have, to be clear, basically they have used that money to identify homeless students they didn't even know they had. But also it's an opportunity to get those students they do know, transportation to school, some supplies to make it easier to be at school, like I said, vouchers for certain things that make it easier. Mm-hmm. And again, that is the pathway to breaking out of the chain of homelessness is by being at school, which is sometimes the only really like stable place that a child that's experiencing homelessness has.
So this district, the deadline, mm-hmm. it has passed, and you said that the door is not completely shut.
That's right.
So what is it that districts can do now?
Right. So that number that we're hearing, that $280 million and throughout our four states, the smaller amounts too, will continue to dwindle till about January, when there's going to be a federal wind down and that money will return to the treasury. In that time, school districts can apply for extensions. We'll also see that number come down because a lot of school districts are still applying for reimbursements and the numbers are being updated. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a more clear look at just how much was left out. But for now, we know that it looks very likely it will be in the millions nationwide, because mm-hmm. there's just a lot. There are some states that have spent, less than 40% of their funding.
Yeah.
We will see just how much gets spent through extensions and sort of like the wind down of the cost. But for now, that's mm-hmm. there are avenues.
Since the time you started reporting on this in July, Kayvon, did you see any movement from school districts to make more of an effort to spend the money?
Absolutely. And just, just to make a note, school districts, it's sort of the thing with we see with homelessness, especially with student homelessness, is it's hard to direct blame because it's a hard system to work through. School districts don't have a lot of people to work on these sort of things, and that's why they sometimes miss out. So it's a systematic problem. But not only school districts, but school districts as well as the State Department of Education's, the homeless coordinators who really need a hat to be tipped to them, worked their tails off in these last final months to get this money to where it needed to go. I talked to one Nebraska's homeless coordinator, basically, and she said she spent all of September on the road getting to school districts trying to get these funds mm-hmm. allocated and budgeted and ready to go so they aren't lost. So they worked their tails off, and I think that we're probably going to see that pay off and as the numbers are updated and things continue to go down.
Mm-hmm. You did speak with someone who leads the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth, and that's Deirdre Nicholson. That group works with schools to improve their services to homeless students. And she pointed to a lack of training as a reason schools struggle to use this money made available to them. And she told you that this kind of situation is a learning opportunity in that it represents a sort of study of just how much more can be done. What do you make of that point? Is there some silver lining here, not only for homeless students, but for schools as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you think about $800 million was put out there by the federal government to help homeless students. And as of the last update, $280 million remain. That's a lot of money. And it is a huge need. But what we see, what we've seen, not just in our states, but in other states, is the effect is great. There was one school district when I was talking with Barbara Duffield, who we mentioned before, in Alaska, that went from having zero homeless students to 100 homeless students through using this ARP, American Rescue Plan fund. Mm-hmm. So the case for the study that Deirdre Nicholson makes is totally true. If more money is put into this, then students that are experiencing homelessness have a better chance of being identified, a better chance of getting services, and a better chance of breaking that cycle of homelessness that we see, because school is probably the best way for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Kayvon Mansouri is an investigative reporter with the Midwest Newsroom. His latest investigation is titled Missed Deadline to Spend Federal Funds Means Homeless Students Will Lose Out on Services. You can read that on our website. That's stlpr.org. Kayvon, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks so much.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.